Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, we're halfway into a new month. Gosh, where does the time go? Which means we're diving into your encounters with the paranormal. Oh, it's my favourite part of this podcast. Anything out of the ordinary, any sign that you've seen or had a spooky experience, I'm here to get stuck into it with you and offer some guidance. Welcome back to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and welcome to this month's Listener Special, where I answer your questions, hear your evidence, and delve into your paranormal encounters. Welcome to another Listener Special episode. As always, we kick things off with this week's fact or fiction. Listen for the answer at the end. Now, author of the Sherlock Holmes series, Arthur Conan Doyle, believed he had the ability to talk to the dead. Is this fact or fiction? And I know a lot of you are shouting out now the right answers, but find out, is it right, as I say, at the end of the show? Right, let's start the show off this week with a message we got from a paranormal investigator. It's Matt, and he left us this message on WhatsApp. Hi Yvette, I worked at a notorious prison in the north of England for several years and have seen some very strange things, both from the living and those that have passed. I did several years working in an area called the segregation unit. This was a secure area which held the most dangerous prisoners in the population and those who were disruptive to the running of the prison. We had one cell that prisoners begged not to be put into. This was a normal cell and was no different to all the others. It had a really horrible feeling to it, and several prisoners stated that they had felt pinned down onto the bed or had had the feeling that they were not alone in there. Prisoners would often destroy the cell, and on one occasion setting it on fire just because they felt terrified of being locked in that one particular cell. And we also had two dirty protest cells at the end of the wing. These very rarely got used. However, one evening a colleague and myself were sat at the end of the wing doing paperwork. The lights were dimmed and it was getting dark outside. We both at the same time saw something crossing the landing. We immediately called for assistance as we thought that a prisoner had somehow broken out of his cell. We ran down the wing and both saw the outline of a man as he disappeared through a closed wooden door where a shower room was. We were both really shocked at what we'd seen. After speaking to responding staff, we found out that the hanging shed was directly on the path that the figure had gone. Prisoners would have been kept in a condemned man's cell the night before and then walked through what was two doors to the rope. The hanging shed and trapdoor still remains in the prison, and we would sometimes go and take new staff to the prison to see it. Thank you for taking the time to read this. And that's Matt. Well, hi, Matt. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. Wow. I know only too well what it's like to encounter a strange figure in a prison. And for all the prisoners to experience that awful feeling in that particular cell is frightening. And it must have been a truly awful feeling knowing that you were going to be spending time in that particular cell. I wonder what happened in there previously to cause such an atmosphere. Suicide, perhaps, or maybe a murder. Something negative or someone negative still resides in that cell. Now, in Shrewsbury Prison, myself and other members of the Most Haunted team saw a huge, bald man standing up from behind the snooker table. He was solid and enormous. Well, you know me, I screamed the bloody place down and we all gave chase. But we were halted as a snooker ball came flying at us. It was almost as if that big hulking man had taken a snooker ball and told us to sod off by throwing it at us. At first, I didn't think it was a ghost. In fact, none of us did. I thought it was someone who had actually broken into the prison because he was so real, so solid. But after we'd all really looked everywhere, we'd searched everywhere, gone onto different floors, there was nobody present and no one could have got in whilst we were there. It was an extraordinary experience and one that I'll never, ever forget. And when we spoke to the curator, the people that worked at Shrewsbury Prison, and we explained what we'd seen and described him, he said, there's nobody there of that description. So we knew that we had experienced something paranormal. We knew that we had seen a ghost. And this is what I keep saying. The more these investigations go on, the more that I'm involving myself in the paranormal, I'm seeing solid, solid figures, like looking at you. You know, or if you're driving down the street and you see somebody in the, you know, at night walking down the street, I do second guess and think, was that real or was that a ghost? Now, you mentioned the hanging shed was where the figure would have walked to, Matt. But, well, this too is fascinating, as I've witnessed so much paranormal activity in Shrewsbury's hanging room and Gloucester Prison's condemned cell. Both have energies in them, and it's so sad to me that some of these spirits don't want to move on because they're scared. They think, oh my God, I've done this terrible thing in life, I'm going to go to hell. And depending on what they've done, you know, so they should. They should be going to a very dark and awful place. But they sort of, you know, you're going back, they think they're going to go to, you know, going to be poked with a pitchfork held by Beelzebub himself, when in fact that's not true. They just go to a much greyer, slower, very depressing place.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger,
and let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I had this email in from Wayne, and he writes, I've always been a skeptic. However, there's one experience I just can't explain. I'm in my 20s and I was living in the top floor of a shared house. One evening, it was cold when the rest of the house was hot. I struggled to sleep and felt uncomfortable all night. In the morning, I woke up and the windows were all fogged up and there was a small handprint, presumably from a child, on the middle window. And no children lived in the house. Well, hi, Wayne. Wow, wonderful, but a tad creepy. Why is it that the ghosts of children always frighten us a little bit more? I suppose it's because they like to play and move things around and generally make themselves more known. Now, handprints of ghosts are quite common, did you know? And there's been some fantastic ones caught over the years. That's why it's always a good idea to take a small bag of flour with you in your ghost hunting kit. Dust down a surface in a room where the ghost is said to haunt, lock and secure the entrances and the exits, and wait. You never know, you just might get a ghostly hand or footprint. Do you remember the Queen Mary episode on Most Haunted? I'll never forget those wet footprints we caught. Next up is Bianca. She writes, my friend bought a cottage in Epsom and later discovered it had a hidden stream under the floorboards which had a carved stone covering it. Anyone who slept in the spare bedroom was woken by a dark energy. They asked a priest to bless the house, but he looked around and said he'd have to send someone higher up to help as the entity was too bad for him to deal with. Well, hiya, Bianca. Well, what a find. They say that water is a great conductor of spiritual energy. I don't know if you knew that. So the stream you found under the house could well have been given the spirit that resided there even more energy. Water is one of the Earth's elements, as you know, and is extremely powerful. I don't think we realise just how powerful water can be. And perhaps that's the main reason for the residing ghost to remain and become more powerful the longer it stayed. Oh, I'd love to know, did you get the house blessed in the end? Don't leave us hanging. I've had this from Sam. When I was 18, I came home after being with some mates. The downstairs lights were dimly on, but everything else was off. When I looked up the stairs, there was a little boy standing at the top. It was like looking at a picture. He was dead still. I couldn't see features. It was like looking at someone through frosted glass. I froze, trying to work out what I'd seen. I quickly turned and switched the top light on, and he was gone. I turned it back off to see if I was seeing things, but he was gone. Since then, I've always been interested in the paranormal, as I know I saw something. Years later, my mum found out the history of my house and found out there used to be a children's home on our very road. Hi, Sam. Thanks so much for sharing your spooky encounter. It's interesting to me to hear how you describe the ghost like a picture. It was just standing, staring. Well, that's what I saw the very first time I experienced a ghost. I say experienced a ghost because I didn't know anything about ghosts. I didn't know about the paranormal. So it's at the time, I didn't know what it was. I just know it was scary. Only now I can look back and go, oh my God, it was a ghost. What I saw was a man in a World War II uniform just at the foot of my bed, just staring like a picture. I've always wondered why spirits choose certain times to show themselves. I mean, are they attracted to a certain person, or is the atmosphere the correct one to materialise in? With the right air pressure and temperature, although nobody knows what those measurements are yet, could the spirit find it easier when the atmosphere is right to show themselves? I believe so. Same with stone tape theory or residual hauntings. Was the ghost of the little boy a memory of years gone by? Possibly. The fact remains that you saw an apparition, and that, Sam, is amazing. Lastly, it's Dylan. Dylan writes, when I was younger, I'd always see something towering around my room, like it wrapping its arms around my room. When I got older, I realised it wasn't just me that felt that. My friend Ollie always felt something being in my room. Multiple times I saw it through my window when I was outside, and I've recently experienced a crying girl balled up as if it was scared of the figure. As I got older, I've seen the tall figure follow me. Sometimes I feel safe when I'm in bad situations and guiding me towards better goals. Well, hi, Dylan. It sounds to me as if you're very sensitive to the spiritual world, and it seems to me that you have guardians protecting you, and they'll stay with you all your life, as all our guardians do. Seeing the arms in the room and the curled up figure crying lends me to believe that something has happened in that room. And I think with your sensitivity, you probably had a glimpse into what happened. That energy is still there and it needs to be cleansed. And I urge you to do that. And a simple blessing will do the trick. The tall figure that you see, I believe that that is your guardian looking out for you. And we all have one or more than one. And if they're helping you and steering you in the right direction, then how fantastic is that? Talk to them, though, obviously when you're on your own, and thank them. They love that, Dylan. Now, let's get the answer to this week's fact or fiction. And to remind you, it was. The author of Sherlock Holmes series, Arthur Conan Doyle, believed he had the ability to talk to the dead. So, what do you think? Was it fact or fiction? Well, it's actually true. It's fact. And it all started when Doyle joined a seance in 1880. Though he was initially a skeptic, he gradually became convinced that it was possible to communicate with the dead. When his son passed away from pneumonia after contracting it in the Battle of the Somme, his interest grew much stronger after he believed he heard a personal message from his son. In fact, he even claimed a spirit named Phineas, who was thousands of years old, was in regular contact with him and his wife and advised them on such things as travel and real estate. What do you think to that then, eh? Well, get in touch with me and share your stories. Here's the address you need to write to. It's contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. And I am on WhatsApp. Here's the number, 075-999-27537. Send in your experiences to me. You can write them down. Or even better, let me hear your beautiful voice tell the story and we'll put it on the show. And of course, we are on Instagram as well, where we share all our photographs and videos that you guys send in to us. And here's the handle, it's @paranormalactivitypod. And you can stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving me a follow. And I'll be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, visit this address. It's www.paranormalpod.co.uk, where you can find options to get episodes a day early. Have a great week, stay safe, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.